as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Welcome to the first night of our spiritual intensification. It's a 3-day set aside for fasting and for prayer by the body of Christ for ourselves and largely also for the church, so that we will keep maintaining our victory. Amen. Oh, I said so. We keep maintaining our victory. Amen. We are already victorious. How many of you know we are already victorious? So we must keep maintaining our victory. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands together for the Lord Jesus and celebrate Him. And do it better. Take back your seat. Help me welcome someone by your side and tell the person you are welcome to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are welcome for the spiritual intensification. We'll hear from the Lord, the word of the Lord, and then we will also pray. Hallelujah. Tonight I want you to tell someone by you, God is able. Tell him, our God is able. Yanyankopono owutumi se obeye. Our God is able. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. And then we jump to verse 27. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. And then we jump to verse 27. We are going to pray tonight because God is able. And this month of March, whatever God has promised you, He is able. Can I hear an amen? Announce to somebody by you, whatever God has promised you, He is able. Adebia nyankopon ahye obobia no owutumi se obeyeka. Amen. Jeremiah 32 verse 17 and then 27. Let's read one go. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. He said, ah, God. It's like you realize the reality of something and you realize the possibility of something. Like, ah, you are able. And you get that language. So Jeremiah saw the power of the Lord and had encounter with God in the spirit, in visions and in revelations, and he said, ah, God. It's like, wow, God, you are able. You are well able. You are the one who made the heavens and you made the earth by your power and by your outstretched hands, and there is nothing too hard for you. So there is nothing in your life that is too hard for God. Are you here with me, somebody? So there is nothing to, because God is the one who made the heavens and is the one who made the earth. So if you are only operating under the heavens and you are operating on the earth, then you are still within the jurisdiction where the power of the Lord is at work. So I declare over your life, whatever is happening to you, if it is on this earth and it is under the heavens or in the heavens, then God has the power to resolve it for you. Can I hear an amen? Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, you have all power to resolve. In verse 27, it said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He has already answered in verse 17. And he came back to ask them again in verse 27, whether they remember that there is nothing too hard for him. Is there anything too hard for you? Already has told us in verse 17, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Tell somebody, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. So I don't know that which is your heart desire. I don't know that which has become your prayer point for some time now, for some years now, for some season now, that you are believing God. Men may say it is difficult. Men may say it is impossible. Men may say that you need certain strings and certain connections, but with God, it is possible. What men say is impossible is largely possible with God. So I declare over everybody under the sound of my voice, in this month of March, may every impossibility become possible for you. If your amen was loud, you are the one I'm talking about. Your impossible situations will be possible for you. For there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing absolutely too hard for God. A new job is not too hard for God. A change of life is not too hard for God. A new baby is not too hard for God. God's healing is not too hard. There is nothing too hard. Financial turnaround is not too hard for God. Make turn around, it's not too hard for God. So I prophesy, whatever you are looking for, it's not too hard for God. May it become possible for you. Oh, let your amen be the loudest here. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So there is nothing beyond God's reach. There is nothing that God cannot do anything about. There is no situation like this one, dear. It's impossible. There is nothing like that. Everything that you need and everything that you want, and everything that you are believing God for is very, very possible. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it said, now unto him that is able, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, unto him that is able to do exceedingly. My emphasis here is the able. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think and imagine, according to the power that works in us. So God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think and imagine. I don't know what you are imagining. Maybe you are imagining yourself in your husband's home. Maybe you are imagining yourself in your dream house. Maybe you are imagining yourself in your ministry or in the dimension of the grace of God over your life. Maybe you are imagining yourself in the supernatural. Maybe you are imagining yourself with a certain check in your hands. Maybe you are imagining yourself with a certain income every month. Maybe you are imagining yourself on a foreign land, or having traveled out of the country, or riding in an aeroplane. Maybe you are imagining yourself in a dream job or in a dream career. Whatever you can think and imagine, God is able. I declare that may it be possible in your life. Oh, clap your two hands and say it is possible. Say, my God is able. So God is able. What does it mean when the Bible says able? It is from the word that means to have power or to have ability. To have power, say uwo to me, or ability. To have power, to be willing to do. It means God is willing to do. To have power and to be willing to do. God has power and God is willing to do for you. That's issue of condition, or that medical condition, that health issue. God is able and willing. Announce to three people around you, your God is able and willing to do for you. Your God is able and willing. Because sometimes somebody can be able but not willing. But your God is able. The other day, when a sick person approached Jesus and said, if you will, make me whole. He says that I am willing. I am willing. God is always willing to turn things around in your life. So this month of March, may the willing God make it possible for you. May the ever willing God turn things around for your goal. This month of March will not come to an end and you will celebrate that long awaited testimony. You are not here with me. I said this month of March, you are marching into your blessing. You are marching into your victory. You are marching into your testimony. You are marching into your triumphant story. You will begin to share the story of your life. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Oh, see, I am the one. He's ever willing. And I love that, because sometimes you are able but not willing. And so you intentionally pretend you are not able. If you had come last week, the issue is not because you are not able. The issue is because you are not willing. Because the truth of the matter is that if it were to be another person or another case or another somebody, if it were to be your own child, if it were to be your own sister, your own brother, immediately you would do something about it. No matter how difficult it is, you would pull all sorts of wonderful strings to make it possible. But you only give excuse when you don't really willingly want to do the thing. Then you make it look like it is impossible. So whoever has painted a picture of impossibility for you, from today the grace of God is coming upon you to touch the heart of that person, that every impossible situation will be made possible. The next time they set their eyes on you, they will respond to your call. The next time they receive a phone call from you, they will answer to your call. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. It is a prayer of favor, and that favor is working upon 31 people here. It's a prayer of favor that wherever you were rejected in January, wherever you were delayed and denied in February, in the month of March, you are entering into favor. And that same place, they will give you an invite. They will give you a call. They will make a way for you where there is no way. They will start searching for you, and they will start looking for you, and they will start dialing your number, and they will start sending people in search of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your two hands and say, I receive that favor. Say, I receive that favor. So God is able and God is willing. And that able and willing God will make things work in our life. So God is able to do all things. His ability makes all things possible. Mark 10:27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. With men it is impossible, but not with God. As long as you handle the issue at the level of humanity or at the level of men, then it is impossible for you. But the day you will petition heaven, the day, oh, you are not here with me at all. I said, the day you will write to the heavenly appeal court, that you will petition God concerning that thing that men are saying is impossible, from that day it will become possible. As long as you are only dealing with your uncles, it is impossible. As long as you are only dealing with your wife and your children, it is impossible. As long as you are only dealing with your husband, it's impossible. As long as you are only dealing with human beings, it is impossible. As long as it relies on your boss, it is impossible. But the day you contact supernatural, the day you knock on the doors of heaven, then from that day the battleground has changed. Jesus says, with men it is impossible, but not with God. Immediately he added that if you want another response, another testimony, another experience, then not with men. Tell somebody, not with men. If you go looking for help from men, then you are making a mistake. If you go knocking on the doors of men, then you are making a mistake. Before you contact man, you should have contacted God. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Before you look for man, you should have looked for God. King Ahab said, how can I help you unless the Lord helps you? If the Lord doesn't help, no man can help. They may have it, but they will not give. They have the ability, but they will not make it possible. But I pray over 20 people here. In the month of March, Rakatusaka, Meketekebrakatalabaha, I declare that wherever you have been delayed, and on the platform of men, I change that platform into heavenly. I change your level into the heavenly. And I declare that may angels begin to move on your case. May angels begin to move on your behalf. May doors begin to open on your behalf. If your amen is loud, you will experience what I'm saying. 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 What man cannot do, But only God can do what man cannot make possible. But only God can make possible. A certain phone call is about to land on your phone, and you say, this can only be God. A certain knock will appear on your door, and you say, this can only be God. A certain connection is about to drop, and you say, this is not a man. This can only be God. A certain favor is about to connect you, that you will not give credit to your mother, and you can't give credit to your uncle, and you can't give credit to your sister. You can say, this can only be God. I prophesy over 50 people. May your name be one of them. May your name be one of them. May your name be one of them. Believe in the prophecy of your pastor, and it shall happen for you. You are one of them in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Take back your seat. Jesus said, but not with God. But not with God. Tell somebody, change the level. Change your level of petition. You stay among men, you waste too much time. Because they will do it according to their own interest that they have in what you are doing. Mostly people help us according to their interest. They don't have interest in what you are going to do, or future benefits in what you are going to do. They will help you. But with God, it's not impossible. There is no limit. And that will be your experience. So all through scriptures, we see the ability of God in display. That God is able. That God is able to do everything. That not limited. That there's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing too hard for him. So let's quickly take notice of these dimensions of the ability of God. Number one. Dimensions of the ability of God. Number one. The things God can do all through scriptures that is revealed to us. So that in case you are looking for something like that, you just connect. You just connect. Number one, God is able to save to the utmost. God is able to save to the utmost. That's number one. Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth, making intercession for them. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So God is what is able to save them to the utmost. Is able to save them to the utmost. There is nothing that you find yourself in that God cannot save you. Can I hear an amen? There's nothing that you find yourself in that God cannot save you. God is able to save to the utmost. God is able to save beyond the deepest place you think you have gone. The most dangerous experience you think you have entered. God is able to save you out of it. There is no condition you enter into that God cannot save you. I don't know what you have found yourself in. I don't know the experience that you have. And I don't know where you find yourself. And I don't know what has happened to you. And I don't know what has been the trend or the cycle or the history. But God is able to save you even to the utmost. That means to the highest level. So what level are you? That you are saying that as for this one here, tell somebody it is still possible. Your salvation is possible. Your salvation is possible. That is why in rescue we don't give up on people. We keep trying to give them an opportunity to change, an opportunity to be saved. The reason is because God is able to save to the uttermost. And for you that you are here, no matter the attack that the enemy has attacked you, attack your finances, attack your children, attack the work of your hands, attack your destiny, attack your job, something about you that the enemy seem to have attacked and seem to have hijacked and taken over, God is able to save to the uttermost. So I prophesy that in the month of March, whatever the devil has hijacked and taken over and has captured, may the Lord save you to the uttermost. I said, the Lord is saving you to the uttermost. I said, the Lord is saving you to the uttermost. Let your amen be a believer's one. Let your amen be a believer's one. Bible says that. Why? Because he's always praying for you. Tell somebody about you. Jesus is always praying for you. And that is why pastors, we do the work for Jesus. We work with him. That's why shepherds, elders, we work with him. Always praying for the souls. Because he's ever making intercession. That is why there is nothing like a level where God cannot save. Is it a court case? Is it a family issue? Is it a business related issue? Is it a medical condition? There is nothing that our God cannot save. So I declare that as March is starting, and by the time March will come to an end, I declare that you would have come out of that situation. If you believe it, it will work for you. The Lord will save you from the traps of your enemies. They will set 1,000 traps, and God will save you from 1,001. They will set 500 traps, and the Lord will save you from 520. As many as they set for you, more than that, the Lord will save you. That means the Lord will save you in advance. Before they set, he has saved you. Before they trap, he has set you free. Clap your two hands and say, I am rescued. Say, I am saved already. Say, I am delivered. Say, I'm saved. Clap your two hands and say, I'm rescued. Are you here with me? Number two, God is able to keep us from falling and make us stand. God is able to keep us from falling. Jude 1:24, and to make us stand. God is able to keep you from falling, my dear. God is able to keep your business from falling. He's able to keep your marriage from collapsing. He's able to keep your ministry from collapsing. He's able to keep your spiritual life. He's able to keep you from falling. May that be your experience in the name of Jesus. Oh, I said, may that be your experience. Bible says, now unto him, Jude 1:24, unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, who is able to keep you from making mistakes in that office, when they are setting traps for you, the Lord will keep you from making mistakes. Oh, you are not here. I said, in that marriage, as the enemy has planned that he will scatter it, the Lord will keep you from making mistakes. In that job, the Lord will keep you. Instead of the job collapsing right in your hand, the Lord will keep you from making mistakes. Instead of certain errors you are about to make, that the errors will collapse your ministry and bring you down, the Lord is about to set you free and help you to stand and not make mistakes. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Bible said that God is able to keep you from making mistakes, from stumbling, from falling, from going down. May that be your experience. I said, may that be your experience. Put your right hand on your head and tell yourself, the Lord is keeping me. Say, the Lord is keeping me from making mistakes, from falling, from going low, from dropping. I will not make a mistake that will take me down. I will not make a mistake that will destroy my ministry, that will destroy my job, that will destroy my career, that will destroy my relationship, that will destroy my marriage. I will not make a mistake that will separate me from my destiny helpers, from my destiny helpers, from my helpers in life. Clap your two hands if you believe that. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying at all? He said, God is able to make you. That means that he provides you with wisdom so that you will not make mistakes, so that you will not fall. Spiritually, they set temptations and traps for you, and God is able to bear you so that you will not fall. And they wonder why, no matter the temptation they bring, grace is still available for you. They wonder why, no matter the traps they are setting, you are still not falling into their trap. They will send women, they will fail. They will send men, they will fail. They will send alcohol, they will fail. They will send fornication, they will fail. They will send money, they will fail. All the traps they will set for you in your workplace, they are going to
fail. All the traps they will set for you in the ministry, they are going to fail. They will send you a boastful spirit and a proud and arrogant spirit, but you still overcome it. And the devil will wonder why you are still working with God, why you are not discouraged. They close down your business and you are still not discouraged. They tear your business down and you are still standing strong. They attack your job and you are still not falling. And they wonder what keeps you going. But grace is at work. It is God that is able to keep you. It is God that is able to keep you. It is God that is able to keep you. Tell the one by you, your God will keep you 2025. Your God will keep you. Nyame be sha wo so 2025. Oma won confirm. Oma in such a biara ye de be ba wo so no endi wo so. That's what the Bible say. Nyame no betime de ekura wo. Nyame no betime ekura wo. Because sometimes you think you are so strong in the spirit until something happens to you. Until something happens to you. Until you lose something valuable. And sometimes God will sit back and may allow you to lose something valuable. It is part of the test. It is part of the temptation. But when the devil sets you up for you to fall, for you to blaspheme, for you to question God, God, why me? Why should this negative thing happen to me? Someone who loves you, someone who is shepherding, someone who is preaching, someone who is laboring, and the devil makes something evil happens to you, and God sees and watches it to happen, and then the devil thinks that because of that, you are going to reject God. You are going to turn your back at God. You are going to stop going to church. You are going to stop giving. You are going to stop sacrificing. Instead of doing that, the devil still see you going to church. The devil still see you preaching. The devil still see you giving. The devil still see you doing everything, dancing as if you just won a lottery. And the devil is confused. And whether what he has done to you has really happened or not. That is when this grace is available. That God is keeping you from falling. He's keeping you from falling. He's keeping you from falling. May that be your experience in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will keep no matter what you go through and present you faultless, present you blameless, present you blameless. Say, the Lord will present me blameless. Your enemies will not have something against you. Or say, obey crowd who mass him. I think there's a tree song like that. That's the scripture. That the Lord can keep you and you'll be blameless, faultless. Nothing, no scratch. No scratch on you. When your enemies are looking for something to accuse you, they can't find. And they wonder whether you're a human being. Look at Daniel. They said, how can we bring this Daniel down? There is no way. Because he's a perfect man. The only way we can trap this man is when it has to do with his relationship with God. Let's try to stop it. Let's look for a law that will try to come in between he and God. Because they have been trying it on other people. And because of they being men pleasers, and they being afraid of losing money, and they being afraid of losing something valuable, when the devil set them up, they immediately start compromising on their relationship with God. They start taking what they shouldn't take. They start saying what they shouldn't say. They start doing what they shouldn't do. They start pleasing their boss instead of pleasing God. They start pleasing their friends instead of pleasing God. They start pleasing their beloveds instead of pleasing God. And then Daniel said, even though you say I shouldn't pray today, I'll open the window. If it's today, I'll open the window. It's today I want you to understand that the grace that makes people stand is in operation in my life. Are you hearing me? Then your boss will be surprised that this guy doesn't care about overtime money, doesn't care about weekend allowance. He's ready to go to work. He's ready to go to church. He's ready to serve the Lord. If you sack him, you sack him. He's not even afraid of sacking. But we have such few Christians now. Hallelujah. Number two, or number three, or Romans 14:4. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? To his own master, he can stand or fall. And yea, he shall hold him up. Oh. I just love this scripture. Are you reading what I'm reading? He said, yes. He can hold him up. God can hold us. Oh, I'm telling you. He can. I say, "Nyami beti me kitani mu." At least, start praying and say, "God, today as I'm going out, hold me, hold me. As I'm going, hold me." Some of you, you have to tell God, "God, hold my heart, hold." Yeah. Because you know that maybe your heart is the center of your troubles. Say, "God, hold my heart as I'm going. I know as I'm going to this meeting, fire will break, but let this scripture hold my control my heart. Hold me." He says, "Who are you to judge somebody? God, his master, is able to hold him, and indeed he will hold him. He will make him to stand, for God is able to make him stand. God is able to make him stand." Lift up your right and say, "My God can make me stand." Say, "My God is able to make me stand." Number three, God is able to exceed our expectation. God is able to exceed our expectation. Ephesians 3:20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or imagine." So if we imagine 5, God says he can give you 20. If you imagine 2, God says he can give you 3. If you imagine 1, God says he can give you 10. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. So, you know, every year I set targets for the church. I set targets that, okay, this building will get to this level. And amazingly, we always exceed that level. Amazingly, when I get to the place that I said, "No, this one, I think I'll end at pillar, and I trust God, I'll get to the place that I cross." When I said, "Okay, the way the economy has become, I think that I'll just end at ground floor," that year I went to first floor. When I thought I was just ending at ground floor. Every year we give God a target, we exceed the target. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think and imagine. And I pray that in this month of March and this year 2025, may God do beyond your expectation. I said, may God do beyond your expectation. Are you expecting something? Is that something you are praying about? Bibi wawa wakume diyechiri ana. Nyamisi onu otumi eye mani broso. Clap your two hands and say, "Lord, do it for me." Unyankopo onye mani broso. Adebiara uda tune nim onye mani broso. Adebiara wadjine hon onye mani broso. Adebiara wesisu hon onye mani broso. Number 4, God is able to kill and to make alive. 1 Samuel 2:6. The Lord kills and makes alive. Tell somebody, the Lord kills and makes alive. May God kill every enemy that will not repent in your life. Say your loudest amen. Bible says that we should not allow witches to live. May the Lord kill every witch that will not repent in your life. Every wizard that will not repent, I send the sword of the Lord after them. Anybody who has vowed in your father's house and in your mother's house that until they die, you will never marry, you will never rise, you will never get a job, you and your father's children will become nothing, I command the sword of the Lord to go after them. Clap your two hands and say, "Yes." But the Lord kills, and he kills those who must die so that we rise. He kills those who must live so that we can rise. Those that must be alive to be part of those who testify of the goodness of the Lord in our life, he will keep them alive. Then he will set a table before us in their presence. But there are some of them, as long as they live, you will still struggle. So such must go. And if God kill it, may he kill certain things from your life. May he kill certain people from your life. May he clear certain entities from your life. So that the glory of the Lord will show in your life. So that the goodness of God will show in your life. Certain pharaohs shall be cleared from your life. Certain heralds shall be cleared from your life. Clap your two hands and say, judgment is coming upon them. That he make it alive. God can make alive. God can make your business come alive. God can make your dying child come alive. God can make your dying relative come alive. God can save your own life. If you think you are dying, something is dying in your life, God can make it come alive. He make it alive. He brings down to the grave and he brings up from the grave. I'm talking to you about the ableness of God. Like God is able. Say nyame otumi kum do tumi mankwa. Let us say debi oha ewu owa bra boma. Nyame betimi amane nkwa. That's a debut. I will say a woofy wabrabuma. Now, maybe to make Kusadi, you know. So, by Bonnie Bear, I will say woofy wabrabumu. In this month of March, it is being cleared in the name of Jesus. Romans 8:11. But if the same spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. So the same spirit can raise us up. It can quicken us. It can bring life to our bodies. Even your relationship, you can invite the Spirit of God to rekindle it. If you are still interested in it, you can say, Spirit of God, revive, renew, revive. Because he quickens your mortal bodies. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Oh, clap your two hands for the Lord. The next time the doctor tells you that your body, you are having stroke, ask the Lord to quicken it. Because God can quicken your mortal bodies. Number five, God is able to engrace. God is able to give you grace. Nyami tumi ma wa dum. He's able to give you grace. Otumi ma wa duma. Utumi di nyabibi. Utumi di yebibi. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God is able to make all grace abound to us. Child of God, you are doing my worry. Sebi ni uswa. Ube nye yasi musike ni na. Inso awari ye de wun yebi. You are doing my diye juma diye. Se ni uswa. Ube sorry ahumachi. Na wada anatu. Inso sil. Enko ye. You are doing my diye sika. Se sa adumni ni uswa. Ube bret wenisu vive sika jina unsem. You are doing my diye wuba. You can labor all night and you still not have children. Doctors will diagnose you and you are okay. And so children are not coming. Bible says that God is able to make all grace. That means there are different graces for different things. Grace for ministry is different. Grace for building is different. Grace to preach is different. Grace to sing is different. Grace to even prophesy is different. Grace to do everything is different. Grace to play instruments in the power of the Holy Ghost is different. Grace to do things. Bible says that for God is able to make all grace. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, make all grace abound towards me. I don't know the grace you are looking for. But I pray for you that in this month of March, may God make that grace abound towards you. I said, may God make that grace abound towards you. I don't know which grace you are looking for, but when you stand to pray, you are going to pray for it. Maybe yours, you are looking for financial grace. Maybe you are looking for marital grace. Maybe I will pay our worry. Maybe you are looking for grace for children, that God will give you children. You are looking for grace for ministry, grace to go back to school. I pray that 2025, may God make all grace abound towards you. This month of March, may God make that grace abound towards you. Every grace you are deficient of, that grace you are receiving double. Receive double of that grace. 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 May the angel of this altar, may he distribute the graces right now. May the angel of employment, may he bring you employment right now. May the angel for marriage, may he bring you marriage right now. May the grace to build, may that grace come upon you right now. Clap your two hands and say, I receive that grace. The Lord that makes all great, that you will not lack anything. In everything you abound, you increase, you have more. He picks you from the grass and releases upon you, makes you great. That's what the grace of God can do. He can pick you as a nobody, then he engraces you, then you become great. He did it for David. He did it for David. He picked him. He engraced him. And then David became great. He picked him from the miry clay. And then he made him a celebrity. That is what God can do. Number six, God is able to appoint and anoint you and announce you. God is able to appoint, anoint, and announce. 2 Corinthians 1:27. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us. So God is he who appoints us in Christ and anoints us. This month of March, may God anoint you. These 3 days, may God anoint you. Whatever is ahead of you, every Goliath you must conquer, every champion you must conquer, every trouble you must overcome. May God appoint and anoint you to overcome.
And it is God who does that, that he anoints us. Number seven, God is able to overturn and overturn every situation. God is able to overturn. Ezekiel 21, 27. I will overturn. Now, me see me bet my Danny Asemno. May God overturn. I said, may God overturn. Every situation that is going against you, may God overturn. Ah, your amen can be better. I said, every situation that is currently not going well, may God overturn. Adie biada e wo wa bra bo mo a en ko ye nyame en dane no nyame en dane no sabu sumi nyame on dane no. This I will overturn, overturn, overturn 3 times. I declare a triple overturning of your life, a triple overturning of your life,
and it shall be no more. That poverty will be no more, say an amen. That singleness will be no more, say an amen. That unemployment will be no more, say an amen. That shame will be no more, say an amen. Oh, that sickness will be no more, say an amen. He says that until he comes, whose right it is, and I will give it to him. God says he overturns it until he gives it to the rightful owner. He does it for you. Psalm 126:1 says that when the Lord turns around our captivity, so indeed God can overturn. Number 8, God is able to make you wise. 2 Timothy 3:15. And from a child, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So nyankopon otumi suma nyansa. Konsa 2:3 say rade mami nyansa. Kase busumi mami nyansa. Amede be ye djuma diye. Amede be popra ediye. Ama wari be jina. Ami sika se be jina. A opunu bi be pia mami mami nyansa amede be popra. Wisdom. And God is able to give us wisdom. God is able to give us wisdom. Even James says that he gives it to us for free. He gives it to us liberally. Ask him who giveth wisdom for free. That's what James told us. And then God, and then number 9, God is able to provide exceedingly. He provides you money, food, whatever you are looking for. 2 Chronicles 25:9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do, since we have already paid the money and given it to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered and said, the Lord is able to give you more than this. Tell somebody, God is able to give you more than you have lost. God is able to give you more than you have lost. Are you hearing what I'm saying? May the Lord give you more than you have lost. Clap your 2 hands and say, Lord, give me more than I've lost. Say, I receive more than I've lost. Kasa mi jini ebroso, mi jisika ebroso, mi jisika ebroso, mi ji awaria ebroso, mi ji ejuma ebroso, mi ji enyonyama ebroso, adia mashiribia, mi jini ebroso, kasa adia mashiribia, mi jini ebroso, whatever I have lost, I receive more than I have lost. Clap your 2 hands together for the Lord. For God is able to give you more than able. How many of you now know that God can give you more than able? There is nothing God is not able. God is able. That's why I'm testifying about him. Number 9, God is able to restore all that is lost. God is able to restore all that is lost. Nia washiribia. On obetima ashimu amau. Obetima ashimu. Joel 2:25. And I'll restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillars, the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. I will restore unto you the years that the enemy have eaten up, the years that the animals have consumed. Or say, Minya Nkopo, me shew anemo, me shew anemo, me shew anemo. Me nim ni pebi anani muhiya wa washinino, but Nya Nkopo e shew anemo. Me nim ejuma, nanka ebuwa wa washinino, Nya Nkopo ebe shew anemo. menim connection bi awa na nka edim fasudie bi brɛ wo awa hyere yankopɔ ebe shawa nemo ade bi ara awa hyere yankopɔ e shawa nemo awari kwen bi awa hyere yankopɔ e shɛ na nemo akola bi ara awa hyere yankopɔ e shɛ na nemo. Whatever you have lost, the Lord is restoring you. He's giving you double for your trouble. Receive double for your trouble. Receive double for your trouble. Receive double for your trouble. Whatever the devil has stolen, receive times seven. Receive times seven. Bible says that when the thief steals, he shall restore sevenfold. I declare you are receiving seven for whatever you have lost. You lost one job, you are getting seven job of office. You are receiving seven job offers. You lost one relationship, you are receiving seven proposals. You lost one traveling opportunity, you are receiving seven countries as an opportunity. Whatever you lost, you are receiving seven. You lost one destiny partner, you are receiving seven destiny partners, seven financiers. If you are the one, you clap your hands and shout, I am the one. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.